WJR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned defendants in the U.S. Capitol riot have repaid only a fraction of the nearly $3 million in court-ordered restitution. In part, says CBS's Scott McFarlane, because some courts have been lenient.
Some judges allow long time frames for payback and payments as little as $250 a month.
Donald Trump is returning to Capitol Hill today for the first time since the January 6th riot, meeting with some Republican lawmakers. President Biden is in Italy this hour for the G7. Summit. While there, he's expected to sign a whopper of a security pact.
It essentially commits the U.S. to supporting Ukraine for the next 10 years. We're talking about military training, weapons assistance, intelligence
sharing. CBS's Nancy Cordes in Italy, one day after torrential rain and flooding in southern Florida.
The weather needs to be taken seriously yet again today and tomorrow in South Florida. More heavy rain will fall on already saturated grounds on both coasts.
Weather Channel Stephanie Abrams, CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kekkonen Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A former Stevens Point EMT is facing sexual assault charges. Mark Scoeberly has been recommended for 3 felony charges. The alleged actions are said to have taken place at Aspirus Stevens Point Hospital around late March through early April of this year, as 2 female victims recalled he inappropriately touched them, among other actions. He had been with the Stevens Point Fire Department for many years, but retired on September 8th of 2023. And the criminal complaint says he had been an employee with Aspirus Stevens Point at the time of both instances. The law basically states that certain types of sexual contact when committed by an employee against a patient are a higher classification of crime. The 3 charges are all second-degree sexual assault, each carrying a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison and a maximum fine of $100,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Our good friend Brittany Merlot joins us right now, as she does every morning in this time slot. Let us know what Mother Nature is up to. Brittany, beautiful blue skies out there so far today.
Yeah, she's off to a good start. She didn't wake up cranky this morning. It's
for us. Nice. Unlike me.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It'll get better.
It'll get better.
Right?
Yes.
More caffeine. Exactly. So we've got some sunshine to start the day. We are going to get a little sticky, humid, and warm as highs climb to the low 80s once again. And we do have chances of, yes, more showers and thunderstorms. So those don't look to be severe. They don't look to be crazy or strong or heavy downpours or much of that. Really just looks like it's going to get cloudy around lunch, maybe a few spotty sprinkles here or there. And the wind's just a little feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. And behind that rain, they're going to switch the winds out of the north. So this is going to take away the humidity and the sticky feel for the evening. And it's going to give us some nice, comfortable, temperatures tomorrow into the mid-70s with nothing but sunshine and no rain in the forecast.
Ooh.
All we've got the next 48 hours is a little bit of sprinkles spitting at us this afternoon. That's it.
Wow.
Nice.
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Shocking. I didn't plan for that. I didn't. That's awesome. That's great. Brittany, thank you so much for the forecast. Real quick question for you, Brittany. Seth and I, one of our opening topics we're going to get into, they have this list that Forbes came out with, the worst places to travel to this summer. I want to also flip that before we wrap up the segment of you can go anywhere. You got a plane ticket back and forth. Nobody, it's already covered. You can go anywhere you want. Where do you go? I'm kind of curious. You can think about that one and let us know tomorrow if you want. Or some
gut reaction. I'm just going to go with the gut reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll think harder for tomorrow, but I'm going to want to say Australia right now.
Oh, wow. Great choice. Oh,
yeah.
Great
what about
choice.
You guys?
It's winter down there.
I feel like I wouldn't come back for
either
because I fell in love with it there and I said down there. Okay,
yeah,
I was like, wait a minute,
yeah.
I got that right. Yeah, of course I do. It's all of the easiest one there is. That in Antarctica. What am I doing?
Wrote a whole song about it.
I would either not come back because of that or because I went traveling. I went like, oh, what's down this path?
Yeah,
nobody ever
and
saw
never
it.
Sees him again.
Yeah, nobody ever saw James again. That's a great choice, Brittany. That's a really good one. I think my Italian blood has me going to Italy. I think that's my first day.
Yeah,
I think that would be definitely my first choice. Retrace my family roots, that kind of thing. That's what I've always wanted to do. So,
I should get to California sometime.
What was that, Brittany?
Yes. I think everyone should trace their roots. At least
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'd go to Switzerland. You know, get some chocolate, you know, get a clock.
Yeah,
get
to pick up a
cliches
clock.
Cliches Swiss are about, you know. So be neutral about everything.
In the States here, even though I've been there before, I would say New Orleans is the place I'd want to go that I haven't been. But any chance to go to California, I'm with you. I love California.
I haven't been there.
Loved
I can't believe I haven't been to one of the biggest states in the Union. I'm telling you.
You've never been to California?
No, I missed Texas and California. I've been to all these other states, but the big ones I've missed for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Road trip.
They're just screaming.
We'll grab Melissa and the four of us. Road trip.
All right.
Team building exercise. That's what we'll call it. That's what
we'll agree.
Nice.
Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Rillo. Joins us every morning. And I meant to tell her. I'll tell her tomorrow or I'll text her.
Mm-hmm.
Great job with the news, too.
Yeah.
We appreciate her covering bases here and everything. Filling in for our Melissa Kay. Melissa Hart at work right now. Take it easy on yourself out there, Melissa. Take it easy. We got fun stuff this morning, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you. Looking forward to that. Also going to get into some other fun stuff. This is, to me, a fascinating question.
Okay.
Whether it's a good one or not is completely different. Should gas pedals be harder to push the faster you go?
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one.
Interesting philosophical question there. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
We got the top 10 ways a day you can feel more joyful for parents.
That one's
coming up.
I could use it.
Yeah, I hear you.
In summertime.
9 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We'll also get into a little bit of entertainment news. There is a Minecraft series in the works. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Documentary out from Andrew McCarthy about the Brat Pack. There's some highlights from it we're going to give to you a little bit, but without spoilers, really.
Okay.
Talk about some of our local programming. I want to touch on the virtual town hall meeting coming up as well. Good stories of the day, our schedule, all coming up for you. But we kick things off right there where I was talking with you and Brittany about. A summer vacation doesn't have to include a beach, and maybe it shouldn't include Jacksonville. Forbes set out to find the worst place to spend a summer vacation, considering a bunch of different factors, including crime, prices, ease of travel, extreme weather, and, quote, experiences. They looked at 43 big cities, and the one that scored the worst was Jacksonville, Florida. The negatives include poor walkability, a lack of public transportation, a high crime rate, and a high summer heat index. Colorado Springs was second on this list, followed by Fresno, California, Memphis, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Indianapolis, Louisville, Kentucky, Tampa, Tuscan, Arizona, and Miami. Interesting list.
It is.
I would visit all those places.
There's maybe a few I would pass on, especially if I had a chance to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. The thing they don't put in there is like attractions.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, why would you want to go there in the first place? Now, to be fair, Jacksonville, yeah, what's in Jacksonville? I don't know. I don't know what the Jaguars.
I was going to say, but I'm not 100% they actually play in Jacksonville. I'm not.
They may not.
I don't know.
Right outside of town.
I'm still not sure where the Anaheim Angels play. I'm still not even sure about that.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, James. Yes, Got to get it right.
I think Santa Barbara's in there too. I think. I'm with you on this, and I do feel like Florida gets picked on with this one, but it's in part too because they've got so much down there, and it's one of our warmer states, so a lot of people are going to travel there.
Colorado Springs is interesting. I've been there, and they've got Pikes Peak there, one of the tallest mountains in the United States, and probably in North America, I think.
Yeah,
which is a cool tourist thing
cool
there.
To see, yeah.
I mean, but other than that, I mean, they've got a big Air Force base and not much else in Colorado Springs. It's pretty not much. Yeah,
best summer vacation city in America was Minneapolis.
Really?
Yeah. Followed by Long Beach, California, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. Omaha?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Omaha ranked higher than Colorado Springs. I don't know how this works.
What?
I'm not picking on either one of those or saying one is better than... I've never been to either one, so I don't know what I'm talking
about heat index, man. It's like Omaha is extremely humid in the summertime. Yeah.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting list. And a shout out to Minneapolis. Shout out to the Midwest.
And I think that's because it's more north, it doesn't get quite as hot as some of the southern, parts of the states. So that makes sense to me too.
There's plenty of attractions, walkability.
Things. There's a lot of great public transportation too.
It has all those factors. Yep. So that's why I see it can be that high on there. Long Beach is wonderful. I love Long Beach. I love that area. It's a fun area, laid back area where I was at least. I've always wanted to be visit DC and Seattle. Those are two of those bigger cities right there. I would say. New York is up there, but I feel like it's just a matter of time before I'm in New York.
New York will draw you there.
I know. As an actor and all those things, especially.
Probably.
So New Orleans, number one on the list for me, as far as in the states here. New Orleans, number one. I would say Seattle, maybe number two. Seattle, that area. I really enjoyed the West Coast, and I really wanted to explore more of the Northeast, Northwest.
Yep.
That Washington, Portland.
Portland
areas,
even, yeah. Yeah. Portland's cool. That's a nice city too.
Check that. So. Those areas out. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been out to Portland and Seattle. I was a kid when I went out there, but I have some very good memories because it is a nice, really nice area. The one city on there that really shocked me about not being is Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can understand because of the heat in summertime. I get that part, but I mean, I was there a couple summers ago. It was awesome, man. It was hot, yeah, but it was awesome. It's got so much great history and the music and museum. I like all these great things in Memphis. It's so cool.
It's one of the, again, on the bucket list, the top five. Memphis, I would say Nashville and Memphis, both of them I want to visit. I want to check out both of those. That'd be a lot of fun.
Got to get to Kansas City too.
Well, letting the audience in on a little behind the curtain here, and this is my fault. This is nothing to do with the company or anything like that.
Right.
I just found out I had part-time. Paid time off. See, I don't even know how to put it. I've never had it before. I didn't even know I have this.
It's vacation time, basically.
So I'm starting to think more and more about this stuff.
You've got to start planning, man. Get those trips in there.
Might have to check out Seattle or something like that. Definitely traveling. It's one of those things that I think that everybody is better for traveling. Whether you do or you don't is all your business, and certainly not everybody can do this. I think that one of the ways that we have an advantage we have nowadays, one of the things I've been doing lately in the start of summer, they have these drone videos of our parks, our national parks. And that's another one of those things I'd love to be able to do.
Get to some of the parks, yes.
I've been watching some of those videos and everything, and it's exciting. They're fun to watch. You can live vicariously through them because of the drone aspect, I think. But it also makes me want to do it even more. So there might be a little of that too.
It's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, and the cool thing is you don't have to buy a plane ticket. If you wanted to visit Memphis, Nashville, they're not that far away.
Yeah.
You can
drive
there in a day. So, I mean, yeah.
It encourages you to get out there, I think.
Absolutely.
I think some of this stuff, I think it really does. Before we get to our break, I did want to start off. I'm going to try to do more of this as we go along here, having good stories to start off our show. A Michigan man who left school to fight in the Korean War finally received his high school diploma at the age of 90.
All right.
Portage Public Schools said in the news release that Bob Bonaham was issued an honorary high school diploma from Portage Central High School, where he attended classes before he was drafted into the military in 1951.
Wow, he was still in high school?
Yeah.
And he was drafted? Wow.
Boheim said that he had often considered returning to school, but over the years, his attention was focused on the 40-year career at a paper mill and raising his four children.
It's a lot.
Quote, life just always got in the way. I wish I had graduated and gone to prom, he said. His daughter-in-law soon contacted Portage Public Schools in hopes of making his wish for a diploma come true. They saw the desire in his eyes, and they thought about the work that he had put in, and they agreed. They were like, yeah, get this guy
a
degree.
I think he's earned it. I think he's earned that degree.
And a big thank you to him, not only for his service and what he did put into his community, but for... You know, dreaming, for hoping, for having those things.
That's really cool.
It's not always something that we hear enough about. I like that. That's a great story.
I am a sucker for people that go back to school, like, late in life and stuff. You know, oh, I never, you know, I was so close and I never quite got it. And then they go and finish it, you know. And it doesn't, it's not like they're looking for career stuff. No, because they're usually retired and that sort of thing. But just the, you know, getting that degree or finishing that one thing, it's so cool. I love those stories.
My dad went back and did that. And it's one of the things I'm really proud of.
Yeah,
it's way up there on the list. I mean, he did it because he thought he could join the basketball team and he was in his 30s and it didn't work out, but... I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little piece of him that was like, well, I can play.
A little piece. They made movies about that.
Like, yeah, I get my GED, but maybe I get on the squad. Maybe, you know. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our partners with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and we'll challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 80s today with west winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 55. For Friday, sunshine, a high around 76. On Saturday, partly sunny and 74.
Currently, 69 degrees.
It's time to do some celebrating with our friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. They are serving breakfast and lunch 7 to 2. Go ahead and check it out. Dine in, carry out, all available for you at El Cafe. One of the more unique and awesome menus you are going to find.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff over
Good
there.
Good stuff.
Wish them a great day from all of us. Everybody, thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our list today. A couple names on the list. Seth and Nita, one or a two?
One today.
There we go. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ken Pilo.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Ken's a great guy. Ken ran into, many of us have seen him on the WRCT stage and ran into Ken. That's how I met him. Mm-hmm. Really good guy. Ken,
nice.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, sir.
Yeah.
And our qualifier today, celebrating their 32nd anniversary.
All right.
That is awesome. Happy anniversary and 32nd to Dave and Patty Urban.
Oh, Dave and Patty. Congratulations.
Our qualifiers.
Very good.
Congrats, you too.
Yeah, many happy returns. I think that's what you're supposed to say. I can't remember.
Yeah, keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, reach out to us on our Facebook pages as well. And call up. Join the conversation.
Yeah, 424-2600 is the number to call.
We'd love to hear from you,
yes.
And that app is going to come in handy because, of course, we've got just 2 days left for the statewide Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest that
we've
been playing along. We want you to be listening for that key word in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have it for you.
Yes,
also
indeed.
Have it for you again at the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours.
Can't believe we're almost done with this.
Yeah. This one goes by so fast.
It does.
It has been so much fun. You guys have been great about this. Help us keep getting bragging rights by getting those words out there and everything. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Aaron Taylor Johnson is 34.
Very good.
This young man has had quite a career already, and
he
is just getting going. He is kick-ass in those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was Quicksilver in the Avengers Age of Ultron movies, star in the 2014 Godzilla movie. They don't have this here, but he is the next James Bond.
Like, that's right.
He was cast. He was cast as the next James Bond. And I'm very excited about this. I was going to... I actually had a director's cut episode all lined up for talking about this, and we just never got a chance to. So Idris Elba was considered to be the next James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what almost everybody in the world had thought, okay, this is
fan
for
casting,
sure going to happen.
Yep.
And honestly, anything short of that, I was kind of like, I almost don't care. I love that I've seen every James Bond movie, used to watch them with my papa. I'm a sucker for them, but I didn't really give much consideration to what direction they were going next or anything. As I mentioned, Aaron Taylor Johnson has formally been offered the role of James Bond. It is in the works of him signing a contract and him being officially named this.
Yep.
And I couldn't be happier for the role, for him, for the franchise. I think it's a perfect fit. He is a fantastic actor.
He is.
I just wonder how busy he's going to be because he's also signed up. He's got the movie Kraven coming out.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's all over the superhero stuff, playing Quicksilver and all this. And
superhero, super spy. He's super everything, man.
Yeah. He's a good actor. Good actor.
He is a very good actor.
I'd be interested to see where he goes with this, where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And if he, you know, he hasn't completely accepted the role yet, so if he doesn't, you're running into a situation here where it's similar to the Lakers getting turned down, where, wait a minute, we're James Bond. You don't turn us down.
Yeah, right. What are you doing?
But if you're this guy, scheduling-wise, I mean, that's going to be a tough
one to
pull off.
It's a heck of a commitment, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. Ask Daniel Craig how much of a commitment it
is.
He was supposed to do that. He was all signed up making $100 million or something like that from the Golden Compass series. That didn't do well, so that was part of the reason they didn't carry on. But him and Nicole Kidman, they couldn't work the schedules out. Mm-hmm. So eventually it was just kind of like, this isn't going to get made.
Yeah.
So you get one Golden Compass movie, one.
which kind of doesn't work because it's a whole series, really.
Happy birthday to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, 38 for the twins from Full House. It's interesting to think that the younger sister, Elizabeth, has had the bigger career.
I was going to say, they're great because they have a great younger sister. I love Elizabeth Olsen. I mean, I got nothing against the twins.
They're doing their thing now,
which is cool, you know.
Elizabeth Olsen is a heck of an actress.
Yeah, I love her.
She is incredible. Very big fan also, and as we stay in the Marvel Universe here unintentionally, Kat Dennings is 38 today.
I didn't know they shared a birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
I love her. I love her work. I love her personality, her delivery. She is incredibly funny.
I mean, her comedic timing is like spot on.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't care one lick about that Two Broke Girls, but I started to watch it because of Garrett Morse being on it.
Mm.
And I love Garrett Morse. And sure. I just wanted to see him a little bit and see what he was like and everything. And he looked great. He was awesome on the show. I see her and I'm like immediately, who's this? I'll follow the rest of her career.
She's awesome.
She was in the Thor movies, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. But as I mentioned, most people know her from either the Thor movies or Two Broke Girls.
Yep.
In those Thor movies, you may have also seen another Marvel guy, Chris Evans, is 43 today.
They all have the same birthday. What the what?
The Human Torch is... Oh, wait a minute. No. Captain America is...
he may be showing up as the Torch. What they're doing with all the multiverse stuff, man. That would be hilarious if he did. That'd be funny.
That would be really good.
Yeah, it would be.
Actually would be kind of cool. I mention this every year on his birthday because I think Chris Evans is a great actor, big name, doesn't need me to hype him up. But I do think that actors like him get lost in the shuffle when it comes to their talent.
Mm.
And while he's great as Captain America, I thought he's been good in Knives Out and some other roles. His best performance in a movie that I feel like is a must watch is the movie Puncture. It is based on a true story. He plays a Mike Weiss, a talented, very, very talented Houston law attorney who takes on a case. This the synopsis of this is hard to give, but it's based on a true story and in a real moment in history where we made change. A couple of people, Chris's character struggles with addiction, struggles with all these different things. It's like Chris Evans, you've never seen him before.
Right.
But also so detailed, such an important performance. He plays this attorney who takes on a case, a single mom who is a nurse. This happens all the time in ERs. She is trying to get an injection into this person who is convulsing.
Mm-hmm.
He convulses, the needle flips and hits her and punctures her. She gets HIV from this. This unfortunately happens many times in our ERs
it
and everything.
Yes, it has.
And it is something that doesn't have to happen because they do a little research and look into this a little bit and everything. And Johnson & Johnson, a lot of these companies, they could have safer products. There's this little puncture one. There's this little puncture needle that now in 2024 you will find in many, many, many of our hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, they didn't want to do this because it costs more money.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do it. So they want to save lives because of money.
They want to save money.
More profit and everything. Look at these pharmaceutical companies and look at how the things that they get away with on our blood.
Mm-hmm.
This movie brings that to light. And it is such an important movie, I think. And his performance is like the fact that he didn't get nominated for awards makes me insulted to be a SAG member. Because anybody that sees that movie, you see that movie and you come out of that and you try to tell me that you think of him and you think of him as Captain America after that, because I love him as Captain America. I love him as Cap, but that's the first movie I think of when I think of him.
And that's the downside of being such an iconic character, I think. I think more people still, they just can't get around not him not being Captain America. That kind of character.
Right? You're right, right. Rivers Cuomo is 54 today, lead singer and songwriter for Weezer.
Is there ever going to write grown-up songs? Rivers, are you ever going to write grown-up songs? No, I'm kidding.
That's a good question. God. What am I? I would say, I don't know. Who was first? Winona Ryder or Ally Sheedy? One of them, my first crush. Ally Sheedy is 62 today, member of the Brat Pack. St. Elmo's Fire, Short Circuit. But I loved her in War Games. The Breakfast Club. Yeah. That's basically the essentially like every girl I dated in high school, like pretty much Ally Sheedy's character. But... It was War Games that I really, really enjoyed. That movie is sneaky underrated. Just sneaky underrated. Good movie. God, Matthew Broderick.
That's become a cult classic, I'm telling you. It has a following. It does.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I was bringing up something a lot of people didn't know. Oh, I didn't know
Maybe
that.
Not a big cult, but there's a group of people that
Okay, fine.
Movie.
I'll throw one more in there. Okay. Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, no one. No. There's no. That's not a cult anything.
No, it's not. No, you're right. You're right.
Cloak and Dagger.
Great Dabney Coleman performance, though. Great.
Dabney Coleman. What are you talking about? Get out of here.
Hannah Storm
is 60. Have you listed the Monty Markham appearances, too? Where are we? Jeez.
Hannah Storm is 62, former early show anchor who's on ESPN now, does a great job on there.
Ooh, trailblazer.
Woman
sideline reporter. She was one of the first. She was good, man.
Oh, yeah.
She was so good.
Very good. Very good.
Loved her.
I love that she's still out there working and everything.
Yes, me too.
Tim Allen is 71.
Allen is 71 years old.
That took me. Last Man Standing, Home Improvement, voice of Buzz Lightyear, Santa and the Santa Claus movies. Yeah.
More importantly, Galaxy Quest.
Yes, I
have to say, I recently learned some stuff about Tim Allen that I did not know, which I thought kind of made me look at him in a different light. He was early in his career, before he became a stand-up or anything like that, he got involved in drugs and selling drugs. He ended up in prison.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where he started doing stand-up, to make the other inmates laugh. That's where he started, which is boggles my mind.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was going to say, even with knowing that I wasn't going to include that, I'm glad you did because I don't think it's common knowledge.
It's not.
With him, like him, don't like him, whatever you think, I don't know how you can't respect the work that he put in to get to where he did.
He did.
That took hustle. That took work. Nobody handed him anything.
Nope.
He really got
worked hard.
Got to this place where he is with Moxie and all those things and everything.
That's true.
A solid career. Yep. I mean, 71, man. Stellan Skarsgård is 73. Swedish actor. Bootstrap Bill in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Eric in the Thor and Avenger movies. Another Marvel guy we have thrown in.
I got to get all the Marvel people in.
Yeah.
I love Stellan Skarsgård. He's one of the better actors on the planet.
The Skarsgårds are up there.
The whole family.
Up there in great family, talented families. They are got to be in the top 10. They have to be. That's an incredible
I also think
family.
He's been in every single Lars von Trier movie.
Yes.
I think he's one of his regulars. So
Let's see here. Malcolm McDowell is 81. One of the best I've ever seen.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Great at playing off the cuff, crazy people. And I hate saying that because, getting cast as the crazy guy, he's done it so many times, but he's good. He's so good at it.
I really enjoyed, I was a kid when I saw Clockwork Orange. I wasn't able to understand half of that movie.
I was going
to
say,
and I just loved it. I just loved his performance.
He was good.
Even though it was disturbing. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first early disturbing performances like Jack Nicholson in The Shining or something like that, where I don't like this person, but I'm dissecting their performance. Mm-hmm. The person they're playing, the actors themselves and stuff, I would go on to watch every single thing that they ever did.
But that was that's an iconic performance.
I loved him in Tank Girl, too. He was really good in that. But he was on Psych, wasn't he? Didn't he have a guest spot on Psych?
He did have a guest spot on Psych. Yeah, he did, yes.
I love his cameos. I love his cameo. I love when he shows up in something, because especially if it's a comedy, because I know, I'm going to see a side of him I don't always get to see.
And he's good at it. Oh, he plays it so well.
He's a very, very solid comedic actor. Mm. As somebody who has played the role, I would be remiss if I did not shout out Basil Rathbone, born in this day in 1892, passed away in 1967. The Sherlock Holmes of the 40s, and for many people, as I found out, their Sherlock.
Their Sherlock. For me, it's between him and Jeremy Brett, who did a bunch of Sherlock in the 80s for the BBC. And he did, amazing. But there's something about Basil Rathbone.
Yeah.
There's just an aura about him that I love. He had this kind of, I can't even explain what it is, this kind of weird charisma that just, you want to watch him.
Yeah.
You want to listen to him. He had a great voice, too,
He set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
He set the tone for the way that we would interpret that character going forward, including myself playing it in this town with you. one of my higher compliments I have received is somebody telling me how much they enjoyed my Sherlock, and they really appreciated it and everything. And right away she says to me, but Basil's still my Sherlock. Right away. So sweet and so nice. And it was really great. So it's really cool. It's really good, actually. And that's a compliment.
And to be fair to anyone who plays Sherlock, you have to address Basil Rathbone, you can either go completely opposite, or you can be similar, or you can take bits and parts. But because he's so iconic, you kind of got to do it.
Yeah, it's funny too. As much as that role like means to me, and I care about it, I honestly when I saw his name, first thing I thought of, Adventures of Robin Hood. First thing I thought of, I love those movies so much as a kid. I wanted to be Robin Hood. I wanted to be Errol Flynn. Any Errol Flynn movie I could watch, I would watch just to try to mimic his sword play or any his charm, his delivery.
Oh, so charming.
So darn charming. Then you put him and Basil in the same darn scene. Like, oh, man. That movie holds up, too, by the way. That movie still holds up. Little John, guy playing Little John. Come on. That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. One more shout out. The Danny Kaye movie, The Court Jester. Because he plays the villain in that. He's really good.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Danny Kaye, another good one. And we want to send a big shout out to Paul Lynde as well. Born on this day in 1926, passed away in 82. Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
Yep, Paul Lynde.
And nobody ever hit the middle square on Hollywood Square is better than Paul Lynde. I actually just it was a couple months back, but I saw just happened to see on YouTube a highlight of all Paul Lynde's deliveries on in the center square. It was only 20 minutes or something, but it was hilarious.
Man, was he good. Yeah. He was quick. Yeah. What a wit. Yeah.
One more time, we want to wish happy birthday to Ken Pilo.
Happy birthday, Ken.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 32nd to Dave and Patty Urban.
Dave and Patty, congrats.
Enjoy yourselves over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Nearly 150 fire hydrants in Marshfield will be painted this summer. Utility crews will freshen up the city's fire hydrants on Central Avenue to keep up with the National Fire Protection Association identification standards. Each fire hydrant will be painted yellow, and the color of the cap will indicate the flow rate. Red caps are below a 500 GPM. There's approximately 1,000 fire hydrants that need to be painted, so this is only scratching the surface of the total work that needs to be done. And starting next week, farmers and clubs showing cattle at state fairs will have to test their cows prior to the fair, specifically lactating dairy cows, since the virus can spread rapidly through unprocessed milk. This is they are trying to ensure that fairgrounds across the state won't be a breeding ground for the sickness. While the bird flu virus just makes cows sick, it can be deadly to poultry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night. After beating the Blue Jays 5-4, it's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, crop hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 80s today with west winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 55. For Friday, sunshine, a high around 76. On Saturday, partly sunny and 74.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Got Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to get some audience feedback on this one. You all should have the morning show play at home version. You go That's ahead and right. pull that out. Get ready to call up and join the conversation, because I want to know what you guys think of this one. Do you feel the need for speed or not? Someday soon, that may have to go a met. Starting next month, new cars in Europe will be required to come with tech that alerts you if you're speeding. You'll be able to turn the feature off, though. Some people want to add it to new cars here, too. So an insurance group did a new poll on it, and it's a surprisingly popular idea.
Cool.
Almost 60% of Americans think it would be okay if a feature like that came on at the beginning of every trip to make the roads safer and help you avoid a ticket. It jumps to 70% if it would mean your car insurance would be less as well.
Ooh,
now okay. we're talking.
Now we're talking. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, and here's another idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if as you speed up, your gas pedal got harder and harder to push down?
Mm.
51% think that would be okay too. The least popular opinion was adding a limiter to prevent your engine from letting you even speed at all.
Mm.
But still, 48% of Americans think that's even a decent idea.
Wow. That's higher than I thought.
That's almost 50%.
That's almost 50%, yeah.
Some said it should let your speed let you speed a little bit on the highways, just not in places like school zones or spots with a ton of foot traffic.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of reasons you need to be able to go over 70 in life.
Right.
I could say maybe if you're on the highway and you're trying to pass somebody.
I was thinking about where, you know, the kind of the same way you were. It's like there are times, that's why I don't think a regulator on the engine would be a good idea, because there's times when, you know, the traffic is going a certain speed, mm-hmm. and you actually do have to stay up, you know, stay with it. And I'm saying as a person who never speeds, you know, I try very hard to, you know, follow the rules and all that kind of stuff. But there are times even I have to do it, you know, yeah. and I'm not comfortable with it, but it does happen. So something to consider.
I don't think that there's a ton of reasoning against mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the biggest pushback that you're going to find is people don't tell me what to do. I don't like anything telling me what to do.
Right.
I'm American. That you don't get to do that. You know,
right.
Spoiler alert. We're told to do what to do all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Every come up to a stoplight, everybody.
Yeah, right.
That is technically, it's telling you need to stop right now.
There's and you choose your battles wisely. I feel like this is not one to fight on. I'm not going to fight car companies or the government or anybody if they choose to do this.
Right.
In part because I know that the roads aren't for just me.
That's it.
Like, we really do have to get better about this as a society of not just looking at everything as how it's just me. It affects me. Mm-hmm. Like you got a lot of other people you're living in this world with.
Yes.
And if we were trying to do things just for you, you wouldn't even be happy then. Like,
no.
I guarantee that the person that is like that is never going to be completely happy.
No.
That's pushing back on these things. Oh, you can't tell me what to do. That's not my government. That's not my America. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't work. that type of society doesn't work. We have examples of this. Let me show you the Wild Wild West, where it was like that, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Ask Texas how it goes trying to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to be your own government and agency and all that. Where's your military? Where's your infrastructure bills? There's a billion reasons to have a government and to work together on these things, mm-hmm. and to work together as a society.
Yeah.
If this makes the roads even 10% safer, done.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm all in. I'm good with this. I I'm not a person who doesn't, I'm like anybody else. I like going fast. That feels great. What feels even greater? Getting home safe. That feels really 100%, good.
100%, man.
Feels awfully good to get into the parking lot and, be like, all right, I'm home. I'm safe.
Ooh,
like,
that's nice. Yeah.
Feels a lot better than going 75.
I'm with you on that one, too. And it's one thing, like, you going fast if, you're running or something like that. Now you're in a lethal weapon, you're driving fast, and it gets worse, more and more unsafe the faster that you go. So we got to keep all this into consideration.
One thing, speaking of considering, one thing that I did that does come to mind, though, too, is this is going to put more tech in cars, which means more things can go wrong, which means more trips to the mechanic or, price and that. So
right.
There is that I could see some pushback on that.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
And I could see this being one of those things, too, that it takes time to get. Something like this, if they started it right now, mm-hmm. putting it in vehicles, it would probably be a good 25, 30 years before this was common.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many vehicles on the road right now, and how many people are buying new vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
This is more of one of those things. I wonder if they had to install it in old vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, there was a government law or something like that. I don't want to give the government ideas, but they don't need me. I feel like that would almost have to happen if you were going to do something like this. Mm-hmm. If you're going to try to insert something like this onto the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See what you guys think. Give us a call, 424-2600. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think of this one. I think it's an interesting topic. I think it's an interesting conversation. I do reasons to go fast. I think it's the pushback a bit on this one, too, that you don't have enough good reasons to have to go over the speed limit.
Right.
There's just no good excuse for it other than, again, trying to pass somebody, which you shouldn't be going over the speed limit anyway doing that. But I'm being honest about it and trying to say, what we all kind of have done before, especially on the highway.
We've all done that before. You're right.
Be interesting to see where this one goes. And is this the last time we ever hear of this? Or if it actually turns into something.
We'll see.
I'm very curious about that part.
I guess we will see.
We will take a time out, get to check in with our partners. We're going to come back, have some more fun on the morning show, because we've got coming up for you the top 10 ways a day can feel more joyful for parents.
That's a good thing.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This pub burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money when you shop at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction exterior paint. It's a paint and primer in one. Plus, it's highly dirt-resistant to maintain a clean appearance. Save big on Grand Distinction paint with over 750 one-coat colors. Visit Menards.com to learn more. Plus, view the weekly flyer and other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards. Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome documentary filmmaker and comedian Michael Alexander for part two of his interview about his film Out of the Loop. And Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss all things Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 80s today with west winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 55. For Friday, sunshine, a high around 76. On Saturday, partly sunny and 74.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Got some fun stuff to go on going on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick things off talking dogs, talking cats, talking our pet of the week with the South County Humane Society.
Burrs, rabbits,
All the above. Yeah. All our furry friends we'll be talking about. Looking forward to that. And featuring one of these great animals from our Southwood County Humane Society. Be sure to support any Humane Society that is in your neighborhood, in your neck, in your zip code and all that. Looking forward to that one. We'll also have some entertainment news for you. And a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into, what are you sick of people trying to convince you is great?
That should be a good one. I'm curious about that one.
Yeah. That should be an interesting one. That should be interesting. I think a good example is me always talking about The Simpsons. I feel like that's a pretty good example, I feel like. But this is a great one.
No, you don't understand.
This is a great one, too. If you're a parent, it probably doesn't take much to derail your day.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't take much to make it better, either. A new survey asked millennial parents with children under 18 what things make them make a day feel more joyful. And here are the top 10 responses. And these do look like they are in a bit of order, so I'm going to go from 10 up. And audience participation is encouraged. I'd love to hear from any of you parents out there.
Yeah, right.
And even if you're not a parent, a guardian, or somebody who spends time with kids.
A lot of time with kids. Whatever.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Finding a new mutual interest or hobby with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's number 10.
That makes so much sense. You know, it's one of those things where a lot of kids, you know, get interest from their parents just by osmosis, you know, because you like Star Wars. So you watch a lot of Star Wars stuff and your kids are like, oh, wow, what is this? You know, Star Wars, cool, you know, that kind of thing. But it doesn't have to be that. You know, listen to what your kids are into and maybe you can find some common ground there, too. That's happened with me a couple of times and it's actually kind of cool. So
I started out as a parent. I want my kids to be completely themselves. I don't want to influence those things. I'm not going to try to get them to love The Simpsons or Penguins or any of my Chicago teams or any of this.
Right.
I didn't expect to, hey, I like what you like. You actually got me into something.
It's really neat, yeah.
My youngest daughter, Isabel, really loves country music and doing the Sunrise Show. Before that, before we even got going on that, her and I went back and forth quite a bit about, oh, Dad, I think you'd like this song and some of that. I didn't even dream of that as a young parent.
Who knew?
I didn't think about those things. It was so fun.
Right.
And I know this is kids over 18, but just recently, this is some stuff that I've run into. Bria and I are constantly recommending movies and different things to each other. And every once in a while, there's one, oh, you've seen that too? Oh, that's awesome. And then we ramble about that for five hours or whatever. That's always fun. That's always cool.
The only thing I'm going to be very kind of upset is I did the same thing as you did, you know, about the sports team thing. I'm regretting that now.
I am regretting that now. I hear you.
Jeez.
Learning new things alongside my kids. Yeah.
That's always great.
Yeah.
Going to a museum or, you know, reading a book together, which is, even as they get older, reading a book together is still a lot of fun with kids.
I'm not saying I enjoy it is a bit of a tough verb to use, but I borderline enjoy being wrong in front of my kids. No matter what age they were, when they were little to when they're older, they seem to learn, they seem to enjoy that, and we had fun with it, and their opinion of me did not change. If anything, I think it got stronger.
Right, and it's one of those things, they love the idea of them saying something you don't know. Like a parent doesn't know, they love. You can just see it light up when they say, oh, you didn't know that? Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
When my son asked me why the sky is blue, I had a bit of an answer, but I'm like, you know, I don't know. Let's look into it. Mm. And we found out together. Mm. It was awesome. It was great. It's a great way to do.
Yeah.
And I did not know. I thought I knew.
And you were actually wrong. So it's better that you did it that way, right?
Yeah. There were a reflection. So many interesting. Spending time outdoors with your kids.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun one.
That one can be tough, but it's just so good. Oh, my gosh, it's great.
Experiencing something for the first time with my kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. Oh.
There's so many things like that that I didn't got words. This is going to be a tough one to talk through because, not even the words. They're just emotions that I'm feeling.
Well, that's because your kids are all grown up, and you're like, my kids are still younger, so it's a little different.
Spending more time with my kids at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do plenty of that.
Yeah. and a lot more people are making time for that. A lot more people are working towards that.
Yeah.
Doing something spontaneous and fun.
Yep. We do that every now and then. And it is fun. It's a lot of fun.
That one can be tough to pull off, I imagine, but worth it. Very worth it when you can.
It's finding the thing that everyone agrees on. That's always the hard part.
That's got to be really difficult. Yeah. having nice weather. Is on the list here. Okay.
Yeah. Just going outside, that outside thing again, too. Yeah.
I felt like that was a bit of a stretch. They were just trying to get
why
to
are
10
we feeling
here.
The 10?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nine
if they
is fine.
To.
You don't
yeah.
have to do 10, guys.
It doesn't have to be 10. It doesn't have to be a solid number.
No. We're not David Letterman.
No. Although I do love a good top 10 list. Yeah. I do. Cuddling with my kids. Yeah, that's a good one. That's always hugs and all that.
Yep.
Being silly with my kids. Yes.
Oh, gosh. I had a little moment with them last night.
Oh?
I've been a little silly, and it was fun. It was so fun to do that. Yeah.
That never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
That never gets old. That's one of those things that you can never get
enough. You don't want to overdo it, but now and then it's fun. It's a joy.
And number one on the list as far as things that we find joyful about being around our kids, making my kids laugh.
Ah, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
I will say that is to anybody like yourself that has younger children, that never gets old.
Never.
Never. I would say anything I do, like in the podcast with the Muppet with Bria and everything, anytime I've made anybody laugh, I'm really happy, but you weren't my first intention. I was trying to make my co-host laugh.
Yep, that's it.
I love making my kids laugh. I would choose to make my kids, if you gave me the option, I can make my kids laugh or I can make the world laugh. I'm sorry, everybody, but it's not even close.
No.
It's not even
close.
Gotta
go with the kids, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. So special.
There's nothing like a kid's laugh.
No.
There is nothing like a child's laugh. There is no
spontaneous,
sound.
Pure. It's just something about it. You're right.
Yeah. And when it is your own child.
Mm. They're 10 times better.
I got no words. I got no words for something like that, which is very difficult in an audio medium.
Yeah.
I don't know
why
I chose this subject.
Why are you doing this to yourself, man?
That's a fun one. We'll keep this going, keep it going as far as the speed limit laws and the vehicles and stuff. I want to keep these conversations going.
Yeah.
If you want to feel free to jump into the conversation, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. 715-424-2600. Otherwise, you can go ahead and just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app and keep that app handy. Keep it open, not only to listen to us, but we've got that Civic Media Scawny Summer Text to Win contest word coming up.
It's coming up next hour, everybody.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch on a couple of local things real quick, as long as we had a moment. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market kicked off yesterday.
Yeah. Today. Right now.
Today. Yeah, it's kicking off right now. It is actually going on. Mm-hmm. It's been going for the past hour. Every Thursday and Saturday, 8 to 2, head on over to 220 First Avenue South. Buy local, support local, support our local vendors, our local ag industry, and have fun. These farmers markets are not like when I was a kid and there was just produce. Yeah. Like now they've got things
all
for kids.
All kinds of stuff.
They
man.
Got different events going
food
on.
Food trucks. You know, like lots of great food to eat there, just ready to go. Man, and you couldn't ask for a better day. Mm-hmm. Look at how nice it is out there. You got to get down there, everybody.
Get on over there and feel free to let us know. Call in to, tomorrow and let us know how it was.
Let us know.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
Love it.
We encourage you to check out our farmers market, everybody. Again, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market going on until October 12th, every Thursday and Saturday, 8 to 2 at 220 First Avenue South.
Yep.
We also encourage you to stop on by the studios here and pick up these great schedules we have of our rafters. Mm-hmm. We've got our schedules here for the rafters all season long. Want you to come pick those up. And while you're at it, come pick up a Cranberry Blossom Festival schedule.
Yes.
Let me real quickly double check. Yeah, there's a billion things to do. they went all out this year. There's so much to do. What is great about this schedule is it's a great way to map out and mm-hmm. say, if you want to hit everything, more power to you. But if you've got like a handful of things you want to make sure to do, this schedule is a great way to kind of map that out.
100%.
And figure out your exact way, your path mm-hmm. and the way you want to handle this. And stop on by the studio, say hi to Pam, pick one up.
All right.
Keep on listening. We got great stuff coming up next hour. Not only will we have our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We have that special word for you to text to us. Part of the Civic Media, Scotty Summer, text to win contest. We're going to give away some rafter tickets, too.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, yeah.
We got lots of them. We got to get rid of them.
We do have a lot of them. We're going to get rid of them. And we're going to get them in your hands and all that coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.